curious ones, and welcome to Route 37 Podcast, where I take you on a winding ride of not only my stories, but the stories of others. Let's start out today's podcast with an affirmation. This, or something better, is now manifesting for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. Let me repeat that. This, or something better, is now manifesting for me in total satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. I woke up today just feeling meh. I don't even want to be here. Like, here at the shop or here in this realm anymore. It's getting beyond redundant. I know I have to shake it off. Last night, I was scrolling through Facebook and seeing an ad for where Dum Dum works. And he was in the ad. I had to zoom. It really deflated me. I'm getting a lump in my throat even talking about it. I hate feeling this way. I just want to be done with the hurting and the worrying and the everything. I am gripped by negativity for most of the days. It's just getting by. I'm not sure the last time I felt real joy, maybe only when I'm with my kids. I am sitting with it, trying to feel it all and be okay. So let's get back to the reading of the journals, which again is harder than I thought it was going to be. And hopefully it's helping me release more of my trauma. August 24th, 2022. 'Twas the night before my first big divorce court date, and not a creature was stirring, but I bet Dum Dum's big ass lying mouth. I'm curious what the fuck he thinks is going to happen tomorrow. Really? I trust the universe has my back. I trust Dum Dum's lies will catch up to him tomorrow. This morning's bridal consult at Hobby Lobby could have not went better. I am so happy to have met her. I don't know how I meet these people and then think that they have my best interest at heart. Just recollecting, you know, the memories of all of it. And again, I'm very far removed, but it's now seems to be coming to the surface. I think we will network beautifully together. I can't wait to attend her wedding. She knows I need to mingle with a new network. So many abundant options come in my way. Joyce and I have more beach laughs today. I got real worked up at the beach, hangry, and thank God that damn bride Anna can just fuck right off. She was a nightmare. I don't even know how I attract these people into my sphere. Am I just too nice? I feel tan, sexy, and free, and open to whatever or whoever comes next. August 28th, 2022. I took a few days to myself before journaling about how my court date went. I still don't even want to talk about it. The system is a fickle bitch. I had to stand there and listen to the blatant lies about me. Not sure why I'm surprised by that. Both sides, mind you. I asked my lawyer at the end, "Is this how you all operate?" His reply, sadly, was yes. Wow. Yeah, he was a fucking train wreck. As I said, Brad, coming for you too. 'Tis surreal. I get to stay in the house. Bet that really burned Dum Dum's ass. Karma. It's called karma, motherfucker. My friend John has been amazing through this. He gives me my space with still letting me know he is there. What a true friend. I wish more men were like him. However, he is still a man. I sense he wants to test my boundaries. Judas, let me fucking heal. The man attention on Facebook is a bit overwhelming. I seem to be attracting all the ones that want to argue and try to blow through my boundaries as well. What the fuck is going on? I just want peace and to plant seeds. August 29th, 2022. What a day. Up and at it early to get that wedding loaded. I am so full of anxiety right now as I write, like for real. I just have to go with it. Came home to no power. Fuck. And coming home to no power and Joyce and Pearl. I cannot pull up emails, Facebook, texts back with no goddamn service that I pay $200 a month for. It doesn't even work on in my own home. Okay, enough negativity, Jen. You had an incredible talking business and personal life, and wow, this bride, Katie, so much gratitude to the universe. I will just trust you have my back. She did not. I think the lawyer email I cannot read has triggered me. I will not let Dum Dum ruin this day for me, not mentally, not physically, not anything. Please let the judge see. Please provide me with the evidence she needs. Keep me grounded as I go through this horrific stage. If his lies at the first hearing are any indication that I must dig deep for those texts about the sale and rape. Yeah, that was fucked up. This is heavy, y'all. Bear with me as I just read and thanks for allowing me to just spill my guts here. I got bank statements. Don't even get me going about how Joyce eats. I am weak. I am concerned that she is on drugs. Yeah, she was totally on drugs. She was fucking all over the place. That was the worst decision I could have made for that. God, looking back on all this stuff, what a fucked up ride. Again, my mind is all over the place. Racing thoughts, self-doubt, sabotage, and blame. I am feeling angry, sad, happy, fucking everything all at once. My heart is pounding. I am trying to get to take in clarifying breaths as the humid, thick, moist air in this house makes my chest feel heavier. The neighborhood is filled with carbon monoxide with all the generators running. Yeah, the power went out a lot that summer. No storms, no nothing, just power out. I have a low-grade headache from it all. It's coming through the windows. I suppose I better round up some candles. It'll be dark soon. August 30th, 2022. The power's still out. Rough night last night. Racing thoughts, anger, self-doubt again. This morning has been quiet with a bit of anxiousness because my phone battery is low and I want to Facebook. Sad, right? I seen a consumer's power truck drive by. I hope the power is restored soon. I am supposed to have lunch with my new friend, Charlotte. Oh, God. Another fucking train wreck. Oh, my God. None of these people are in my sphere anymore, just so you know. Which old Jen would have just kept them around and let them kick me around. This Jen, not so much. August 30th, 2022, 7 p.m., we finally have power. No Wi-Fi, though, but at least I can charge my phone proper, like, without having to sit in my car. And the temperature gauge went to high, yikes. I'm glad Jake can look at it tomorrow. Good day. No power is like fasting, only... It is kind of like fasting, having to, like, not have any of your devices. I feel chubby from eating crap. No more. Fuck. No walk in 2 days. I will get back on the ball. Sister Michelle is home. That's good. I got the electric paid with her card. Joyce fell today. I knew she was on drugs. She said she started taking a new pain pill. She tried to blame it on the carbon monoxide fumes in the house from all the generators going in the neighborhood. My teeth are sensitive as fuck. No more gluten. No more of it consecutively, anyway. Yikes, I feel like caca. I'm pretty, though, damn it. Ha 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 ha. September 1st, 2022. Clean sheets, blown away by a reel I was sent by an incredible individual on Facebook. I adore her. I know I will meet her on my Zen Gen 37 tour today. I wonder who that was. Probably not friends with them anymore. People drain me. And Joyce is on my everlast fucking nerve. In the pearl, her dog hair is everywhere. I am so mad at Joyce. I'm so mad she lied to me about the pills. Her falling down, really? In the goddamn mess. She's been sleeping for 4 fucking days. I was not thrilled to be doing the mopping and vacuuming. Seriously. What the fuck? The best part of my day was being on the phone with my new bride friend, mentor. Love her. Not really. She has inspired me. I swear to God. Maybe it's me. Excuse me while I take a few sips of my tea. Saturday morning here in the now, November, what is it, 9th, 2024. Sad, I don't even want to be here anymore. I know something big is coming again. I can feel it. I want to sell this shop and move on. I can't do this anymore, day in and day out, for nothing. It's killing me slowly. People walk in and they'll ask, how you doing? And my same old reply every single time is, oh, you know, living the life. Which I kind of am, but at the same time, I'm kind of not. September 5th, 2022. I have made some big moves the last few days. I have energy flowing again. Joyce is fucking gone. Yes, what a load off. That liar, liar, pants on fire is gone. Dog hair days are over. Lee was here, Sister Lee. Was here and visited this weekend. She is 200 pounds again and got drama. Jeez, whatevs. I unfriended my best friend of 30 years. That disloyal bitch can fuck right off. Bye. I feel so much freer not hanging on to these low vibrational friends. I got rid of a lot of friends on Facebook as well. I finished that wedding, got my store studio back in order. I have been doing some reels to get over, out and over, out of my comfort zone. Kind of fun. I went to the grocery store, moved some things around. Took the plant stand Dum Dum made me outside and put it in the garage. Feng shui the shit and saged the shit out of my house. Today was a good day. I look forward to focusing on what needs to be done, like mowing. Yeehaw. September 6, 2022. It has been a lovely day. I am focused again. Bye, Joyce. I am feeling the positive flow again. I tackled my list today and I walked on my treadmill. I made a sympathy wreath, made jewelry, and did my reels. Katie called, meeting tomorrow. Yay, I got 2 brides for next summer. I may not want to give them up just yet, meaning give up weddings because I can't stand doing weddings. Brides can be over the top, seriously. What a turnaround today. I am feeling thinner in my silver jeans fit. Man, I want to get that time back. Just in time for fall, y'all. And a pair of my sexy tall boots fit my calves. Wow, feeling brand new. Man, I miss that Jen on the divorce diet. She was thin and free. I love trying on clothes and feeling good about my body versus how Dum Dum made me feel in it. My God, I am feeling grateful for this life change. I have myself back. I cannot thank him enough for leaving. I am on my way to the biggest abundant season of my life. Yeehaw. September 10, 2022. It was a glorious full harvest moon in Pisces, no less. I think I dreamt last night. I am going to shut the Wi-Fi off again and see if that is the key. I went and got my hair done first thing. I got highlights, and I love how it looks. Yay, I feel fun and flirty again. Met Michelle for that funeral. I wonder what funeral we went to. Oh, yeah. Michaela's grandpa. The kids' grandpa. I had her bring back my bank papers and my wedding ring. I'll handle my own shit. I don't trust her or anyone at this point with my future but me. I got this. And boy, I wasn't wrong there. Holy shit. Can't trust anyone. Beautiful day for that long drive. I texted John because I was feeling like a flirty girl. That was fun. I enjoyed his friendship. I stopped at the grocery store, all gussied in my funeral dress and new do. I got what I needed to make chicken casserole for Sunday dinner. I bought tequila. Oops, full moon made me do it. That was weird. Because I don't ever drink, but I must have thought I needed it then. September 11, 2022. 'Twas a good day, rainy, but the kids came for chicken casserole. No mo, though. I made so many bracelets today. Yay, my biggest accomplishment was when I went through 4 years of bank statements. I feel so good that I can show a financial pattern now. I did it. I am proud of myself. It was an emotional trip. I will not let that fucker win. No, sir. Justice will prevail for me. He will be exposed. God. This is not like the easiest that I am finding. This is really triggering me. But I'm going to dump it off here. Thanks, y'all. September 12th, 2022. It was another productive day. I finally got all of my info sent to Wix to reverse that nightmare bride's chargeback. God, that. Some people, I just can't believe that these fuckers are allowed to walk the earth. Why? I made more bracelets and marketed all day. I treated myself to a couple tequila sunrise too, still chuckling that Dum Dum's friend Ken from Missouri tried to friend request me. I swear Dum Dum must think I'm stupid. What a joke. I cannot wait until his energy is completely gone. He is dead to me. September 13th, 2022. I had a great Jen day yesterday. I mowed all day. I still have a small portion to finish. But I got it done. I ran over a baby snake, so weird that my horoscope told me I'd encounter an animal that had symbology. Well, that had to be it. John says I should start practicing snake medicine. I will research it. John cracks me up. He called and we chatted. 'Twas good, genuinely good. I woke up sore with a dull headache. I am dehydrated. I got to go to the store today. Foggy start. I miss seeing the summer sun already. I did lay out yesterday, though, before mowing. I feel Dum Dum watching me. I feel him causing himself his own suffering, plotting to slither a bit back in. Not a chance in hell, motherfucker, would you ever be allowed in my life in any way. You are dead to me. I wish you were really dead. Most of the time. And I mean that. I have never wished somebody so dead in my life. Apparently that probably comes with rape. When you love somebody and all they do is fucking take from you. And then the ultimate torture. Unreal. September 16th, 2022. Been a good end of the week, productively and creatively. But goddamn, I'm feeling like I am in this vortex of slow and stupid around me. Something big is coming. They were spraying the shit out of the skies today. What the fuck? So sick of this void space. I want movement. I want forward. I want peace. I am tired of Dum Dum and the sadness being at the forefront of my mind. I want Dum Dum to suffer. I want him to feel everything he has done to me and anyone that else that he has fucked over. He knows what a harmful and hurtful person he is. I want it to be placed upon him tenfold. I want him exposed for the monster he truly is. I hate him. I won't ever forgive him for his deliberate choices to hurt and harm me, mentally and physically. You will get yours, Dum Dum. Bank on it. I am going to thrive in abundance and build my brand new plant store, travel, meet new folks, mingle without worry of you and your insecurities. I am going to live it up without you. And I did build a plant store, and I have traveled a bit. Now I just feel stuck here again. I made a lot of pretties this week, made a little money, brought some to Lowell for Ray to sell for me. I gotta mail some freebies out. I want John to have one. Yeah, I don't know why I keep mailing all this shit out for people not. I really don't feel like they appreciate it, but I guess that's not why I do it. John is definitely different, and we can talk for hours. I think I have that little nightmare bride cleared up. Just so sick of all of this shit. I may go into the woods and look for walking sticks to paint in the morning. I have to get clever in the next few weeks for money. Job. What will manifest for me this week? I know I will have abundance either way. I am a resourceful soul. I got this. And things just don't keep me down. I'll give myself that. Holy fuck. September 18th, 2022. Long night. I was on the phone with Michelle and John until 4 a.m. That man and I can go deep together. 'Twas a good day. Yesterday, I stayed busy, went into the woods, and collected some sticks that I wanted to turn into walking sticks. I had a drunk bum beg for a smoke from Donnie the neighbor. I don't know what I'm saying there, but whatever. I'm just reading on a little ahead to see what fucking more train wreck do I want to talk about. I will be fasting more. I must get my pancreas feeling better. I'm feeling taxed by all my emotions and stress. This limbo station I feel is killing me. I am almost there, though. Yikes. Facebook has been a fickle place. I am just over everything. Everything is just a snore fest. My life, just everything. September 20th, 2022, day two of a 72-hour fast. It's been a good couple days. I ate a salad with ranch this afternoon. Don't care, still feel good. I got a lot done again today. My projects are going well. I have been posting more and more videos of myself creating. Not getting too much response, however. I know I am being fucking seen. I can feel the haters. Dum Dum's energy, perhaps. The day went by fast. I created treadmill, music, Facebook, took a hot bath, a bit hungry. One more day. I am meeting Michelle on Thursday morning. She wants to give me her debit card. And I am going to help her move some furniture. Nice of her to give me that debit card so I can get some groceries and gas. So I can bring Izzy Butt some chili. She has been wanting some comfort foods at college. Poor thing is homesick. I want to visit again. I miss her. I also need to get to the post office. Lowell for pretties. Ray sold two of my bracelets. I think I may cancel the visit to Katie's on Friday night. I don't want to worry about driving home after some sippy sippy. September 23rd, 2022. It has been an outstanding few days. I am truly thankful for all the help that I am receiving while I am in this holding pattern. Sister Michelle's credit card has been so fucking helpful. We went to lunch yesterday and she took me to Best Buy to get a new laptop for my work. I am beyond grateful. It puts a bigger pep in my step for sure. I even stocked up on groceries. It's been good. Thankful, thankful, thankful. Talked to John today. That was nice to chat first thing. Goddamn, already down to 37 degrees. Fuck. Wee bit brisk this morning. I tell you, I'm not ready for that bullshit. 'Twas a lovely day. Crisp day, though. I wore my silver jeans and high boots. Feels so good to have them on again. So happy about a lot of things right now. Please let this streak continue to take me to abundance and peace of mind. See, I guess it wasn't all bad, right? September 27th, 2022. Judas, where did September go? Fuck. Wow, that truly blew by. Been a weird few days. This retrograde has been good. But weird. I am trusting all of it, the good, bad, and ugly of it all. I feel new portals opening. Abundance is coming for me, the financial sort. I feel it. It has been abundant either way, and for that I am very grateful. Dum Dum is deader to me more and more every day. Soon he will be gone from my heart all the way. I want what's best for me now. If it comes with justice, so be it. It is time for his karma train to roll on in. He needs to be repaid for what awful deeds that he has done to me and others. Either way, whether I see it or not, he is gone, and I am more than okay with not being abused by him daily. I win, motherfucker. I win. October 3rd, 2022. Wow, 2 years already? Holy shit. That blew by. Well, here we are in October already, the home stretch. I had drama with Sister Lee. Ugh. To wrap up September, for fuck's sake, she is something else. I am sad she is my sister. At least I still have Michelle. Boy. Yikes. We are a family divided, so be it. I cannot be around the toxic ones. I'm good. The weather has been nice. I have been able to recharge in the sun with 70 degree temps. I have been weepy, happy, free, sad, jovial, confused, upbeat, hungry for an adventure and escape all in one. Yeehaw, it has been one hell of a ride. I had a visitor today. Robbie from Facebook held to his word and came over. We talked, cried, and he comforted me. And I him. Again, he'd be a perfect match if he was older. I think we will travel together, though. I don't think that anymore, but I enjoyed his company, made him dinner. He ate just like he was at home, warmed my soul. He has the kindest eyes and a calm soul. We hugged. It was nice. October 6th, 2022. It has been an interesting week. Tuesday through Wednesday, especially. On Tuesday, a neighbor rolled in on his golf cart, and wow, that turned into a fated meeting. Yeah, I won't forget. I won't forget Tony, that's for sure. I just know I was supposed to meet him and his wife. They really were, you know, my tail end of being in the house. They were there for me. I don't know what that all meant, but we did have some good times. I wish I had met them earlier. Here's the start of a fucking train wreck right here. So I met a Facebook friend in real life and allowed her to come to my house. Live a little. Oh my God. Wow. Wow. She sent me a message on Facebook asking if she could come to the U.S. and stay with me for a week or so. I am beyond thrilled. Boy, did I have another thing coming. Holy fuck. I'm excited to meet her in real life. What an amazing opportunity to meet a favorite Facebook friend in real life. Whoa, kind of trippy. I'm heading into the best seasons of my life. I feel it. These were not my best seasons. What in the fuck? This is really hard to read. Wow. I had to tell Robbie to chill a bit. Goddamn, I even told him, and I am in no way interested. Why don't men listen? Or better yet, what is the fascination with trying to blow through a woman's set boundary? Judas, now I know. Now I am so turned off that it's not even funny. Dude, please, just stay my friend. I'm in no position to even be close to dating or healed enough to entertain it. He should have picked up on that while he was here visiting. In the meantime, he replies and comments on all my Facebook posts, giving other possible suitors the wrong impression, I'm sure. I will have to politely nip it in the bud. I guess I will get up and get at it, being creative today. It doesn't look like the sun's going to be shining outside, so it looks like I'll have to create my own sunshine today, quite literally. Yeehaw! I am the abundance. That's the truest truth right there. Me, myself, and I. I am the abundance. October 10th, 2022. Well, time keeps blowing on by. It has been good. I feel my heart softening a bit. I'm still all over the place, however. I trust I am on the right path. I will not limit my own growth with blocking belief systems. The fall season has been lovely thus far. I have been soaking up as much sun as possible, like I am a sun squirrel storing nut energy from the sun's rays. I plan to blow this winter popsicle stand once the house sells. I am flying south. I will start my Zen Gen 37 tour there. And the place has made me Dum Dum made me cry. Read my journals aloud. Smiling, no, I made it. Well, I am reading my journals aloud, and I'm smiling right now. But wow, what a rough ride to get to fucking here, and it's still rough. I am prepared to rule the world. Toxic Dum Dum did not break me. Taker did not stop my rise. Giver Jen stayed solid in her truth. She is a god, and I love her. And the abundance she brings to my reality. Yikes. Here I am doing everything I said I was going to do. And these journals, these entries were from 2 years ago. So I got to remember that and how much and how far I've come in that 2 years. Mentally. Wow. Physically, I can be in better shape. I'm just down on myself about everything. I'm depressed. So depressed, in fact, that I don't care whether I'm here anymore. And I shouldn't feel that way. I want freedom. Even though I tell people I'm living the life, I'm really not. I'm just going through the motions every day. And since I quit smoking pot 4 months ago, I really feel like nothing heightens me. Nothing really makes me feel good, and that makes me sad. So I guess I'll stop here. I gotta open the shop. So until next time, friends, thank you for being here. I appreciate you.